First Thessalonians, chapter 2. The beginning of the Church of Thessalonica. You well know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not in vain. We had been ill-treated and insulted in Philippi, but, trusting in our God, we dared announce to you the message of God and face fresh opposition. Our warnings did not conceal any error or impure motive, nor did we deceive anyone. But as God had entrusted his gospel to us as to faithful ministers, we were anxious to please God, who sees the heart, rather than human beings. We never pleased you with flattery, as you know, nor did we try to earn money, as God knows. We did not try to make a name for ourselves among people, either with you or anybody else. Although we were messengers of Christ and could have made our weight felt. On the contrary, we were gentle with you, as a nursing mother who feeds and cuddles her baby. And so great is our concern that we are ready to give you, as well as the gospel, even our very lives, for you have become very dear to us. Remember our labor and toil. When we preached the gospel, we worked day and night so as not to be a burden to you. You are witnesses with God that we were holy, just, and blameless toward all of you who now believe. We warned each of you as a father warns his children. We encouraged you and urged you to adopt a way of life worthy of God, who calls you to share his own glory and kingdom. This is why we never cease giving thanks to God, for on receiving our message, you accepted it, not as human teaching, but as the word of God. That is what it really is, and as such it is at work in you who believe. Brothers and sisters, you followed the example of the churches of God in Judea, churches of Christ Jesus. For you suffered from your compatriots the same trials they suffered from the Jews who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and who persecute us. They displease God and harm all people when they prevent us from speaking to the pagans and trying to save them. By doing so, they are heaping up their sins. But now judgment is coming upon them. We are for a time deprived of your presence, but not in our heart, and we eagerly long to see you. For we have wanted to visit you, and I, Paul, more than once, but Satan prevented us. In fact, who but you are our hope and joy? Who but you will be our glorious crown before Jesus our Lord when he returns? Yes, indeed, you are our glory and our joy.